Put it down. If you're not talking, put it down. You're making me nervous. It's making noises.
I turned it off, so when you pick it up, I'll kick it on.
Jesus, fuck. Making my chest tight, dude.
Don't you fucking worry about me.
I have indigestion right now.
This ain't my first rodeo.
I have anxiety right now.
God damn. Those were a bad idea.
They're never a bad idea.
No, I'm joking. Okay, are you guys ready? Finger guns, and... Welcome to another Bad Boys Doing Battle Against Bad Guys Who Beat Their Meat to Baby Bengal Tigers. Uncle Gary still talks about his tour to Nam in 95 when he went there on vacation. Episode of the Days Grim. My name is Brian Michael Day.
My name is Thomas.
Where Grimm. The fuck is Drew?
It's a special episode tonight.
Where did he go? Where's Drew, dude?
Busy man.
You ever play Where's Waldo?
Yeah.
And where's Drew? He's at Copper House. He's working. So we're going to make do tonight.
Yeah, I get you some desserts at Copper House.
Dude, Copper House is
absolutely fun. Nothing like Where's Waldo.
I got hit him with this intro, dude. Help me welcome into the studio, the Days Grim studio, none other than Mr. Senior Battle Hawk, Battle Tested, Battle Something. Jake New. What's up, dude?
What's up, man?
How are you?
I've never heard that many nicknames before.
You got to get in there, dude. Fucking make love to that thing, dude. Fucking talk to it. How are you, sir? Not like that. Make me moist.
I'm good.
You're doing okay?
Yeah.
How was the drive?
Easy.
Easy? Easy peasy, lemon squeezy?
Now, I drive all day, every day. Driving's easy.
It's not the same in a cornfield versus... What do you do for a living again? For the people.
Site safety coordinator.
But I see you in a tractor, like, often.
And I operate the dry spreader. I have my spray license.
Well, I just got to get my fanny pack. All right, sorry. I just want to make it known that I'm wearing a fanny pack tonight. So you're in a tractor often, though.
Yeah.
Some of the technology on tractors nowadays is crazy.
It's incredible.
Do you guys have Netflix in there yet?
I got an iPad in there.
Can you watch Netflix?
Yep.
Does it have...
Does your tractor do the turns by itself to go back around?
You can. I don't trust it to do the turns, but it'll drive itself straight in the field, hit a button, and just going.
Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, yeah.
You got to record the line, though. Like, you use a straight edge or a lot of the fields are, like, along a road, so that's going to be your straightest edge, and you'll just, like, drive right next to it while you're recording a line.
What do you ride in? Do you guys go, like, all international, all... New Holland, all like
New what, Holland, John Deere.
New Holland, shout out to New Holland, John Deere. Fucking whatever. I'm a Ford guy, though. You know what I mean.
Holland makes great beer.
That's a country, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's the capital of Holland?
Amsterdam, right?
Fuck.
Amsterdam is the country.
Amsterdam.
And Holland's the capital.
Is it backwards? Are we? You
had it backwards.
Yeah. Well, Tom has autism.
That's probably why I understood him immediately.
You're on the same wavelength. Dude, there's something to be said about you get blown up a couple times. You just now have autism. I don't know that...
Amsterdam is the capital of the Netherlands.
It's like three different countries, dude. We are all over the board right now.
Tommy actually beat me to something for once. Yeah. I had it pulled up.
Yeah, he has a whole fucking space Jesus MacBook.
Christ. I had it pulled up for a minute, and I spaced I'm out, to be honest.
So, okay, so you've been on the show before, Mr. New, correct? So you're not like, now I got to put to bed that weird country debate we were just having. But you've been on the show before, and for the folks that didn't see your episode...
Well, the reason that this episode's a special episode...
Oh, yeah. Well, we're recording on Veterans Day, the day before Veterans Day weekend, whatever. You get it. And this is going to air the weekend after that, or the Tuesday after. But who are you and what do you do? This is such a bad intro. I'm sorry. I normally do better. Who are you and what do you do if they haven't seen your first episode?
My name is Jacob Thomas New. I work for operator and safety coordinator, the biggest agriculture retailer in the world. Humble brag.
Not that humble.
And then how do you two know each other?
We're number one. Humble brag.
Also, former infantryman.
That's what we're fucking talking about today.
Former certified gangster.
Certified fucking body layer downer.
I blood in and then I blood out. And
some of that beat you in, like jump you in, bro. Jump you out.
They do.
Oh, yeah, dude. Blood within in. A week, I had to fight Dodd.
No. Before that, basic training. How do you blood in?
Explore. Oh, dude, they fucking...
The end of basic training.
They put those cross rifles in your collarbone and then punch them into you.
The biggest...
Like through your uniform.
And that's to simulate the kick?
No, that's just... That's your blood rifles.
Okay. That's your...
They get two of them in your collar, like right here, and they put them both on, and then your drill sergeant like hammer fist you on both sides and just... And like, you have to pull them up out of your skin.
They're pennants. Yeah. So they're... they have like metal spikes that, like an earring, have a back to them, right? But then they don't put the backs on them because you're 3 days old. Yeah, fuck you.
And they're super fucking girthy because they're supposed to go through with those thick ass class A uniforms.
It's like.
So they're giving you tetanus on day one, testing if those shots really worked.
They made sure they're testing the vaccine efficacy. Yeah.
Honestly, I don't know if I have tetanus, but if I do, I've been crushing it for how long have we been out now? 10 years?
You would know if you had tetanus.
Yeah. Is it like rabies?
You'd have lockjaw.
Ooh, I need to talk to my wife about that. Okay, so moving forward. So that's how you blood in, basically. They pound you on the chest with these cross rifles. And they fucking... so you're blood in, and then you blood out because...
Yeah.
Right as soon as you're getting out, you've usually... that it's bleeding, so...
I think you guys would know how to get rid of a body being in the military.
I know more about how to get rid of a body working in agriculture.
What about cleaning up a crime scene? Because this death of the week really cleans
it
up.
I got OCD, so I'd burn it down.
And I'm pretty familiar with battle damage assessment. Remember a little BDA? A little body limb, association?
White phosphorus in your nostrils. Yeah.
So we're good with picking up body parts. What do you got for me?
Allegedly. Well,
are we rolling into this week's death of the week?
The death of the week.
Come on with it, Daddy. This week's Death of the Week brought to you by thedaysgrim.com. I hope this screen is recording because we're showing you our website right now.
It is not recording.
It's not, but we're gonna tell you where to find it. You go to the, T-H-E, days, D-A-Y-S, grim, grimm.com. Dip the tip in, check the merch out. I think one person bought a t-shirt last year. So we're doing fucking pretty good. So that's thedaysgrim.com. Check it out. Buy some merch. Support our nicotine and drinking habits. Stand by. This week's Death of the Week brought to you by thedaysgrim.com. Dip the tip in, buy some merch, help us keep the lights on, guys. This week's Death of the Week, a woman climbed into a portable dishwasher, closed the ellipses. Moving forward. Berkeley, California. Tom, when was this article written? Can we scroll to the top? When's this from? This is May 8th, 1984. Here we go, retro. That's what I'm fucking talking about.
It's back when they were still real.
Berkeley, California. A woman climbs into a portable dishwasher, closed the door, and died when the machine started up. Alameda County coroner's deputies say. The deputies said Thursday the death of age 25 was a suicide. God, I hate doing suicides for the death of the week. She died of scalding and asphyxiation. That's a tough word for people like me. Federal safety officials and industry representatives said it was believed to be the first time anyone had died inside a dishwasher. We're setting records in California, ladies and gentlemen. Miss Rodo's mother called the police Wednesday when she arrived home and found all the doors and windows locked. When officers broke in B&E, #, they found the machine's racks, washer arm and spray tower beside the victim's eyeglasses and jewelry. This is a weird terminology. They opened the machine and found the body in a sitting position with the knees pulled up toward her chest and head down, real under your desk bombing bunker type situation. The 16-year-old top loading
God damn, bro. This is an 84 dishwasher, dude.
This is first gen dishwasher shit.
Just made an under the desk comment. Hey, it's a top loading dishwasher.
I'm surprised she didn't do it in a home trash compactor.
The 16-year-old top loading dishwasher, a model no longer made clearly in 1984. Had a preset control. When the lid was closed, the machine would start up automatically, police said. The lid couldn't be opened again unless the cycle was completed or the control was turned to the off position. Holy fucking dog dick. What just happened?
It must have been back before OSHA.
No, there's no regulation here. There's zero regulation.
Ryan, first of all,
did she get workers' comp because she died at the office?
No, that's the female version of live by the sword, die by the sword.
Honestly, I'm with that. I'm with that. Blood in, blood out, dude.
Yep.
Dude, live by the sword, die by the sword.
That's like a woman's Viking funeral.
Dude, honestly, that's the way to go. That's the most sexist thing that's ever been said on the show, just for the record. That's going to make a killer clip. That is going to make a clip that, Tom.
Yeah, I will. That'll be lit.
That's okay. So, Tom, first off, before we terminate this week's death of the week, let's just move around the room and get some thoughts on this. Tom, where are you at on death by dishwasher?
I mean, I just want to say I'm glad I'm picking the last few death of the weeks. I've really been enjoying them.
You are fucking short of
my man,
short of the fucking textile industry, which I think you should stay away from, because that one was literally, it just made everyone in the room sad.
Yeah.
Short of that one, you've been crushing it. We did it.
I just think it was funny that, like, not funny, but like, next to everything inside this dishwasher,
I know what you're saying.
She left her her sunglasses and jewelry, like right next to everything, all stacked up. Is how I imagine.
She's ready
it.
To go,
bro.
She's tapping out.
There's always a funniest something.
And
no matter how awful it is, like, there's still a funniest.
Oh, dude, that's
one.
What we do. We specialize in that here in the Days
the
Grim,
the fact
dude.
That they included scalding lets me know that she was running her dishes on high.
Yeah, she was,
and
like,
back then, it was probably hot as fuck.
No, they probably had lights. That
was back when the water was literally boiling.
Yeah. Literally, they had somebody in the basement shoveling coals in there every night as their
chore.
She
never stood a chance. That was steam-powered.
Hold on, it was in 1984. How
vaporized her?
How? Okay, so
1984 minus 16.
What's that math?
70 something. No, 60, 68, right?
68. That's a 68 model, dude. She took herself out with a 68 model.
Think about
model.
Vehicles in the 60s, like that. The dishwasher was probably the same standard, just fucking built for power and clunky.
Hey, all I know is that,
bro, this was
died
a washing machine.
Loved.
That
looks, had a Shelby motor in it.
That's a V-twin, dude. That's a 308 V-twin. I don't even know what those words are that
V-twin's
I just said.
V-twin's a motorcycle engine.
Yeah, you get it. That's a powerful fucking dishwasher, dude.
Wow.
And she, all right. And they said it was mobile, too. Anyways, okay. So, what are your thoughts on the death by dishwasher?
I gave them already.
Okay. Viking funeral.
Yeah.
That might be the that's arguably the funniest thing that's been said in the last few months for sure, and definitely the most sexist thing ever said on this show. So we're going to clip that, and we're going to upset a lot of women.
Dude,
with
I was
that.
Holding on to that from like the first sentence I read.
Death by dishwasher.
I was just like, don't interrupt. Don't interrupt.
I could tell because I could tell your breath was on the mic as I was mid sentence, and I was like, "If this son of a bitch,"
I thought he was,
dude. Honestly, I think I did just a little. That's this week's death of the week, brought to you by the Days Grim. That's GRIMM, two M's for those of you, you know, that aren't great at spelling. .com. Get in there, check our website out, which is going to change very, very soon. But you can still get merch on there. It is active. We get emails. Hey, is this website active? It is.
We respond to hate mail, too. We'll come to your house.
Yep. If you want to send us a death letter, that's great. We appreciate it. So That's great. But the website is active, and you can, in fact, buy that merchandise. So hop on there and do that. That's this week's Death of the Week, dude. Thank you for... also, we're recording with like a crowd of people in this room, which is... I'm nervous. I don't think I've ever...
I like it more. I like the awkward energy. I feed off of it.
It's some fucking weird shit. Okay, so anyways. So away from Death by Dishwasher. Okay, so I guess I don't even know where to start.
But how's life been since you've been on the show?
Yeah, we haven't seen you in a year. How have you been?
Tumultuous.
What is it? What?
Kind of tumultuous.
Is that, it just, but then like, just but then like, that
real,
word?
But then like real good right at the end. Like,
is that like when you make the? Is that
how do you spell that? Sorry, I'm.
Ooh, tumultuous.
I don't think
T-U-M-U-L-T.
Right here.
U-O-U-S.
Must have been the word of the day.
Is that for mulch?
Making a loud, confused, annoyed, uproarious.
Uproarious noise. Disorderly, confused, excited. Oh, dude, that makes sense.
Stormy, turbulent.
Yeah, you were saying you had, you know, you're like, yeah.
Special, it's been up and down.
Special needs.
But we got it figured out.
No, that's good for you, man. That's good. It keeps you on your toes. Because if life is too easy for too long, you just get soft.
Yeah. And first of all, ain't nobody out there tougher than getting help for themselves.
Dude, no, 100%.
Let me go on record for saying that.
No, dude, honest to God. Tom, you know a little bit about that. You got to do it.
We were talking about it before the show.
Yeah, dude. I don't know if you guys want to talk about it on the show, but okay. I will say...
Best thing I ever did for myself.
I believe in it, dude.
Yeah, I mean, if you can go to the right place, I think it makes a world of a difference. Some people go in and they absolutely hate it, but if you go in looking at it like a last-ditch effort, then, you know, you might actually get something out of it.
It takes... I 100% believe it takes... The most important thing is the willingness.
Yeah. Dude, and honestly, it's like recognizing the issue. It's
and
like
and just like literally just letting your fucking pride explode like behind you.
Yeah, see you later, dude. It honestly is a lot like alcoholism, which I'm very familiar with. It's like you got to know that there's a problem, and then saying it out loud makes a difference. It's like, hey, I have an issue. Let's...
We had a therapist on.
Oh, we did. Yeah, dude. She crushed it.
We can send you a link. You can see her remotely.
I have a therapist. She's pretty tight.
Yeah. You do remote or in person?
In person.
In person? That's fucking VA. Sick, dude. That's the only way to do it.
Yeah.
It's the only way to do it. Remote? Lame.
Heck on the go.
Dude, remote?
Dude, if I'm having a panic attack, I just deal with that shit.
Yeah.
Just deal with it.
Drink some water. Take a fucking knee.
Take a knee. Pull security.
Yep.
Yeah, dude. You're fine.
Get your composure.
Yeah. Tighten up. Don't be such a fucking pansy.
Speaking of pansy, you haven't signed up to do the polar plunge yet.
I'm still recovering from last time.
Wow.
Dude, are you familiar with the...
Oh, yeah. I've done it.
I did it last year, man.
And do it again, pussy.
Dude, my dick is already like medium at best. And then I get in that water and it's like, are you a baby?
It's about...
Is that a baby? Is that just a little baby fella? You know what I mean? I'm like ashamed of myself. I get out of that lake. I'm like, I'm going to... So
there's a immediately. There's a bigger purpose.
I don't mean that. That's gonna get bleeped.
There's a bigger purpose there.
No, there's nothing bigger is happening. It's all maxed out. We are maxed out. No, it is dope. So the one that we do, is it the same for you?
I feel that level of fucking self consciousness though.
Is it for Special Olympics? The one that you did? Yeah, so was ours. I guess it's the same thing. It's pretty tight.
They're like breaking off big fat chunks of ice during the
It sucked.
Did the worst part is they were like, get ready. And then you stand out there. And so like, I'm a small dude. You know what I mean? And like, I'm in my underwear getting ready to run in, you know, or whatever. Swim trunks.
Looking like a fucking Baywatch model, by the way.
But then they make you wait at 30, 45 minutes. And it's already cold as fuck with the wind blowing.
The sand is cold. The sand is wet.
I was still in the army last time I did it. So I was just standing there like normal. Some kind of fucking serial killer. I'm just unbothered by the conditions.
Yeah.
We had a guy like that.
You like ask
chain smoking cigarettes? Just
you like ask the guy with the chainsaw? Are we doing full nude? Are we doing full nude?
Hey,
this?
No? Can I take them off though? Do you care?
Can we go dick out? Dude, it was cool. It's for a really, really good cause, and I'll do it this year again. I got to raise the $100. I'll probably make my wife give me $100, attach it to the link, and then I'll do the polar plunge. And then
I think I'm gonna buy a robe.
Patreon.
I want to meet DJ B. That's my goal. And I told you that last year.
Yeah.
DJ B
came up to us with a phone.
DJ B, I'm coming for you, big dog.
Met Matt Griner this year.
Is that a male actress?
That's the drummer for August Burns Red.
Oh,
how many dope people did you meet this year?
A lot.
You met David Goggins.
Was that was like a couple years ago.
Oh, okay.
And I shook his hand. Like, I don't.
You got to touch him?
That was about it.
Like, did your mile time go down? Huh? Did your mile time go down?
By 4.5 minutes.
God damn. I bet. That dude, it's infectious. The way he talks and the way he walks in a room, dude.
Yeah.
It's infectious.
Yeah, that video I showed you on his Instagram.
When
today.
He says get hard, I've said it 100 times on the show. I literally fucking chub up just a little bit. Just a little bit. Because I get that little taste of military. You know what I mean? I get that flashback. But
just never not hard.
You've just been hard since you got out. Yep. I can't be hard for 10 years, dude.
That's exhausting. That's how you
have a stroke.
I told you I had one already.
You did. You had a heart attack.
My heart. What do you think I joined the infantry? Boy, I was hard back then too.
I'm fucking. And on screen is David Goggins talking shit to his fucking cameraman.
I don't know who this guy is.
Show him the sweat.
This poor bastard is dying.
Like one dry fabric. And then he tells the lady to wring it out. She's like, I'm not going to wring it out.
I'm not going to wring it out.
Dude, she had a tight-ass gold bracelet on, though. So she's flossing. She's making some fucking cash.
And then, like, Goggins breaks him. I feel like Loki. He stops and he throws up. Isn't it great?
I love seeing people throw up.
Dude, honestly, oh my God, was that not the best? So when I was younger, like in my 20s, dude, I had only worked out so hard to where I threw up, I bet 6 times. 3 of which I can remember in football.
I think I did like twice when we were training for that triathlon.
It's what?
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. I just that shit's fucking sick, dude. So you met Goggins, yeah, you met the drummer of August Burns Red?
Matt Griner.
And then have you met anybody else super sick?
The bass player for Story of the Year.
Sick.
I saw Story of the Year twice this year. Once with Yellow Card, once with Red Jumpsuit Apparatus.
Saw them in Nashville. Fuck.
Dude, go see him in St. Louis, where they're from.
I saw them in Nashville with Hawthorne Heights.
Dude, don't let me get to Hawthorne Heights concert, fucking, bro.
Hey, brother. Hey, met the lead
singer? I'll come back with black hair, I swear to God.
Hey, brother.
And an eyebrow piercing,
and
dude.
And my fingernails painted and shit. I ain't talking to my dad anymore.
I'm just sad a lot.
I gotta say, Hawthorne Heights, met the lead singer.
Dude, they're tight.
Fantastic human being. The dude... Like
I've never met a musician that wasn't tight as fuck.
Dude, like, he was so grateful. He was just, everybody that he talked to, so grateful.
Do you know...
Dude, and so many of those dudes are fucking awkward as shit like everybody else. Like,
do you know...
They're just really good at singing and playing instruments.
Do you know Granger Smith?
Yeah.
Granger Smith. And he had a dual personality.
Yeah.
Which was...
Earl Dibbles Jr.
Yeah, Earl Dibbles Jr.
Yeah,
okay.
He used to act like just like him.
So, I'm here in Evansville, and he's doing a show at the 4-H grounds this particular day. It's a fucking Wednesday, but our fair...
I gotta take a breather. Those got me.
All right, time out. And we're back. Thomas just OD'd on... didn't think it was possible... Setting the standard across the board here at the Day's Grim, ladies and gentlemen.
What was God like?
He's off camera, he's off microphone, and he's off planet Earth right now.
I'm pretty sure he just met God.
Yep, and now my fucking garbage dog and garbage brother are both in the podcast. Sup, dude? Look, he's just standing there waiting.
Put some fucking respect on his name, first of all.
Respect Snoop. Don't fucking yell at him like
that. We were joking a minute ago about...
I don't make it through the point.
What did you say while we were not recording? You said... Because you've known Snoop for 14 years now.
Yeah, since 2010.
2009, 2010.
No, 11.
But what did you just say, though? You said...
I want to be invited to his funeral.
And then what did I say?
You're having him stuffed.
Well, here's a real question.
I just wanted that to be known. Snoop is getting stuffed.
Is it a 21-gun salute?
Absolutely.
100%.
That's what I'm saying. Is it a 21-gun salute?
And I'm going to have all 21 of them.
Yeah. All right. That's all that matters.
Well, he'll have
it's going to be a 240.
That's all I care about. Is he getting a proper send-off?
Oh, yeah.
The man's been through a
Snoop's
lot.
Snoop's going out like a fucking
He's been through a lot in life.
One of us is going to go to prison when Snoop dies.
Me. It'll be me.
I believe that, actually. I was afraid to. So the last time you were in Evansville and we did a podcast, we hung out and got probably. We got drunk. We didn't get like.
One might say.
Wild. Infantry.
Like adult drunk.
Yeah, just like.
Responsibly.
Like there's crackers and cheese laid out drunk. You know what I mean?
Coherent. Nobody touched it.
Yeah, nobody ate it because you're too drunk.
But it's there.
Yeah. That's how drunk we got last time. But I was thinking, I was like, what would it be like if, hear me out, after the pod, or sometime this weekend, because you're here all weekend.
We just black out.
And go in public. And just see, roll the dice.
With the police.
I swear to God, it would happen. It would fucking happen.
That implies that they started shooting first.
I mean, you know they're going to shoot first.
Dude, I've seen enough episode of Cops, bro. We got this.
Dude, warning shots don't count.
Us two alone could probably take down a county department.
Warning shots don't count. I'm not aiming at you. I'm letting you know.
My warning shot's hitting your friend.
I'm standing my
ground. Hey, Tommy.
It's not going to hit you. It's going to hit the person next to you, though.
Tommy, do you want your gummies?
So anyways.
Okay, I just wanted to make
Let's get back to the show. Now that this has completely disintegrated off the rails, I really appreciate everything that's happening tonight. I don't remember what we were talking about before Thomas decided to fucking meet Jesus. But we were talking about your time in the military.
First of all, warn somebody when somebody's got a problem with blood.
Yeah.
We have a combat veteran on. And
just don't say the word anymore, dude. No, I'm joking. Dude, no, but he does. He gets he passed out on a show. He went to sleep on his microphone on a show.
I know it's not evil because he obviously does the death of the day knowing damn well. Like, yeah. He might read something fucked up back. This is it.
This is the one. This is the one.
I didn't expect this to get that detailed.
No, it's more than that. He doesn't have hemophobia. It's he's got a neurological situation. He's talked to me about it. But Tom, just know that I love you. I know you're off camera. I know you're off microphone. And I know you're sitting right next to me, but I love you. So that being said, so the last year since I haven't seen you, you've been doing okay.
Yeah.
We wanted to talk a little bit more, dive more into your story about maybe stuff we didn't talk about last time. And one thing you and I were texting about.
War crimes.
Yes. No, we were talking about fucking barracks, dude. Afghanistan. Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, you fucking
there ain't a fuck. First of all, yeah, let me go on record right now. There ain't a college university on planet Earth
that goes harder. Nope.
More specifically in the barracks than the infantry barracks.
Not fucking close, dude. Not fucking close.
And I'm talking all aspects of dorm life. You want to come see us at Beer Pong, we'll make you black out. We're so good.
Dude, I watched somebody go blind playing beer pong against us.
And
civilian.
On top of that, like, we could fuck up your whole university.
Dude, all right, let's leave that alone because now we're talking. That's getting violent.
Real question.
Let's just... A lot of school shit is happening lately.
Well, hold on.
Let's just leave that alone.
Should beer pong be in the Olympics?
Yes.
Let's be real here.
Yep.
Let's just
You're
be...
telling me flag football can be in the Olympics, but fucking beer pong can't?
Hey. Right. And cornhole?
Let's be real here. Let's be real here.
It's a conversation that needs to be had.
Listen, I've seen the curling team. We need a fucking bags team in the Olympics.
Dude, this curling team... Okay, let's be clear.
They honestly motivated me to keep living at one point in my life.
And Tom is alive and has a pulse. Thank you, everyone that's watching this video. You have kept him alive. What? So the curling team goes fucking hard.
Yeah.
They work hard.
A true generational inspiration.
They go hard, but...
But they go home and also put the steaks on the grill at 7 o'clock.
Facts. Now, you get a dude...
And get the, get the lawn mowed.
You get a dude throwing bags, saying, dude?
I would put one of them in your drag races.
I told him. Yeah, did we talk about drag races last time? Do you recall?
Look at how fast their arms are moving.
We got to get through the ad first.
Oh, fucking ads,
fucking
dude.
YouTube trying to make that money, dude.
Fucking ads.
Oh, here we go.
Get it, too.
Here we go, dude.
They doubled up on the ads.
Like, dude, can we just talk about how fucking, like, epic it looks to curl?
Dude,
but, like,
I'm
there's
saying,
nobody in the stands.
I'm saying. It's criminally underrated.
I'll just skim ahead.
You know how hard it is to shave that ice like that?
Like, here we go.
Skull?
Here we go. Look at this. Look at this.
Oh, look at
this
fucking...
The oldest,
look at the precision, though.
This is the oldest event they do in the Olympics that dates back the furthest.
Seriously, though? Yeah. Like, Vikings did this
dude,
shit?
Dude, look at him go, dude. Look
right?
at him go.
Perfect play.
Look at that.
Fucking perfect. Get him out of here.
You look at that. Look at that.
Get go, dude. Go, dude. Get out of here. We
fucking
don't fucking
scrub.
Want your fucking red bullshit.
Like, bro, if you're a janitor, this has got
you, but
you
gotta
all
pull
over
up,
it.
You got to pull up the Team USA curling team because that's just another level.
But what I'm saying is that, like, if you get bagsmen out there, dude, you put some bagsmen up for medals.
They'll be cussing in the Olympics.
We
for
are
sure.
fucking... I can't say the word I want... And pillaging, guys. I'm sorry. It's
Whoa.
Getting beeped.
Whoa.
It's getting beeped.
Whoa.
It's going to be ugly.
It's going to be like when Kobe still played in the Olympics.
Dude, it is not going to be fair. It is not going to be fair. And it's going to be the same thing with flag football. We're going to be piss-whipping blind kids
American
out there.
American gymnastics.
Yeah.
As long as Simone Biles is alive, everybody else just might as well not even show up.
In the curling thing, I feel like I heard here lately that there are people paying to go fight in Ukraine.
Yeah, you can.
I'm down.
Yeah, contractually. You can. As
I
an
can't
American,
afford it right now.
As an American, you can contractually sign up to go fight for Ukraine.
Someone,
or you can go fight for Russia.
If someone wanted to pay for... Yeah, fuck it. Someone pay.
No, they pay.
Just pay me to fight. I'll fight whoever.
They pay.
Jake's like, just fly me out.
Right?
No, they pay.
Player three.
So it's like a subscription?
No, it's not like YouTube. No, they pay.
Like, I ain't on either team. I'm killing both of you.
No, it's opposite. They like... They pay you.
So they're going to pay you to go over to Ukraine and fight.
They'll pay for your plane ticket.
Yeah,
they'll pay for
but
your
you're not a part of like any military
service. Yeah,
it's
called private
service.
Contracting. You ain't part of nothing.
So you're just private contracting.
You don't exist.
Yeah.
But the only way to get private contracts is to be of some form of military.
International
right?
law doesn't matter. But yes, they want military.
They want military.
Yeah.
Like you can't just be some Joe Blow cop, right?
Well, you could.
You could.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, fuck, you could probably sign up.
I mean, though.
Well, let's not get too
it's
crazy.
It's not
here.
Like it's not like John Wick. Like anybody can apply, but.
What yeah. Do you know anybody that's contracted?
I thought you were gonna say, do you know John Wick?
That'd be hot. Like what do you like?
Yeah,
what
he's my dad.
But like sometimes those like contracts consist of like just following somebody all day long.
Most of the contracts,
and you don't see like a whole lot of action. So I mean, like
most of the contracts aren't action. Like
okay.
You're basically like at embassies.
Trying to twist
thanks,
you,
Daddy.
I got you.
Get it in there.
Fucking so fucking it. Hot when you talk to me
get
like
a
that.
Handful of it.
Ugh. God, I'm so chubbed up.
But I mean, like the contracts,
make my
they
bussy wet.
No, but you were saying though. Did you meet a lot of contractors?
I've known some of them. I never met them. Like,
did any of our guys go contracting?
McKeon, and I was good friends with McKeon.
Shout out to McKeon, dude.
Still am. What up, Danny?
Shit,
you're ugly as fuck.
You dusty bitch.
Do you know no, what he don't. Contracted? Do you know what like he was?
And my other friend Stone King. Yeah, they.
But what did they do though? While they're
just
over
went to like, it's not going to be completely detailed, correct? But they went to like an embassy style something, and were just like on guard.
Shit, dude!
And then like a lot of the contracts would be like something like that, but you're also like a QRF force, like you're kind of strapped, but you're also just kind of like there chilling,
waiting for shit to pop off. I've seen 13 Hours. I know how it goes.
That's hot.
And then you got just people like arm transport.
Dude, shout out to the Clintons for fucking up Benghazi.
Murdering
man.
Everybody.
Yeah, man. Fucking up Benghazi,
fuck
dude.
Hillary Clinton.
We don't talk politics ever, but goddamn, I think everyone can agree. Benghazi. Dude, if you've seen the movie 13 Hours.
If I ever get within eyeshot of her, there ain't a bodyguard on planet Earth that can stop me.
Do you know much about the story of Benghazi?
Oh, yeah. All of it.
All of
very
it?
Very well.
Why did Clinton hesitate to sign off?
Did it on purpose.
But I don't know. But it was shady.
Yeah.
Dude,
we gotta end
bad.
Everything with, but I don't know. But allegedly. Hypothetically.
But maybe. 35,000 emails.
But what do I know?
Dude.
This episode's redacted.
Redacted hard.
Just gonna be a black screen,
black,
no audio.
Hey, look out that window. There might be a black Suburban out there already.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody look out that window, dude.
And that's the case, just
Bill
black
Clinton.
The lights out and
Bill Clinton's just gonna roll the window down and be like, there's him right there. Get him.
Yeah, dude.
Honestly, I would fuck. on site.
Benghazi?
We are totally bleeping that.
Yeah, that gets bleeped. Benghazi was so fucked that these dudes are just like combat hardened veterans are just like ready to roll and punch mouths in.
Suicide me.
Yeah.
Get at me. Get at me.
But, get at me. But dude, and then shit hits the fan and they call home and they're like, hey, mom, I know you're at work right now, but the house is on fire. And what does mom say? It's fine. It's fine. Don't be a pussy. And then that's all. That's basically the gist.
That's
of
the last 31 years of my mental health. Yeah.
Don't be a pussy. It's fine.
This is my 13th reason.
Dude, I swear to God.
I just want
to
get that out of there.
I swear to God. Reason. Good punchline, dude. That's a rip. That's a ripper, dude. That's a fucking rip. This is my 13th reason.
This is my 13th reason. Don't let him get into the bathtub.
try out a new electronic bath bomb. Dude, so what I'm getting at is. So we wanted to talk about barracks life. You and I texted about that. So I feel like we can do an easy 3-hour pod on just the wild shit.
Probably like 3.5 weeks. Seminar. Have an associate's degree after you get done.
What you said earlier about like no college. Okay. Hey,
nothing on earth is touching infantry barracks life.
Hey, University of Alabama, fucking Roll Tide, roll this dick.
We ain't fucking our cousins.
Listen up, gents, because this is how you fucking go hard.
That's only because none of us are related.
Most of us are not related. It sometimes feels like you're related.
I've never ran into anybody that was related to.
Okay, so somebody that's not in the infantry.
Oh, fuck. Sorry.
Super gay.
Well, yeah. No. I don't. Yeah, no.
He or she is really soft.
Yeah, so, everything right up to insertion.
Yep.
Okay. I have a question that I want answered so bad. Tell me.
I'm listening.
I regret sitting in this seat so hard.
Let it ride.
I'm gonna let it go.
Five minutes.
All right. No, it's okay. Oh, so like,
Ryan's coming back for me.
So,
Jesus.
So on a real question,
I don't know which one was worse. I think I'll take Thomas's.
Yeah.
I'm like crying.
No,
old black crying, lady going to church.
So all right, what is a pogue?
A pogue?
Person other than grunt.
Fucking
Is that what that stands for? What does POG actually mean?
Basically, fucking
person other than grunt.
Yeah,
just answer the
first
question.
First of all, whatever the acronym doesn't matter.
Just tell me now. What is it?
There is no acronym that accurately describes it. You just call a POG is everything that's not infantry. Period.
So like MPs,
period.
Things like that.
Anything
they're all just POGs.
If it's not infantry, POG.
If they're not in your company and it's moving,
Marine
that's a POG.
Infantry
contractors.
All right,
Marine infantry POGs. Shout out Marines, happy birthday, Pogues.
Seriously though, we are recording on the Marine Corps' birthday today.
Is that what today is? Because I've seen a bunch of like happy birthday, Marines.
Hold on, let me check my watch.
Happy birthday, faggots.
Let me check my watch. Also, fuck you.
Beep.
Love you all.
No.
But not like that.
Dude, I would never go tip to tip.
We'll still kick your ass.
Yeah, 100%. Dude.
And eat the whole crayon box while they're doing it.
No, but what I wanted to we need to talk about barracks life, dude. It is the wildest shit. You've never experienced anything like it in your entire fucking
Even
life.
Even worse, we didn't have just a barracks full of infantrymen that we had the cooks with us.
Those poor bastards, dude. Those poor, poor bastards.
All of them black. All of them.
No, we had the one girl. The one white girl.
True.
Yeah. We had one white girl. I don't know why it matters.
There is not a melting pot like there is in the army. Like,
dude, and also... Very much alive in the army.
Non-existent, but also non-existent.
That was the most confusing fucking
your
part EO, right there.
Your EO rep isn't
It's not there. It's
fuck.
Not there. It's totally there.
Nope. I actually had the military's latest like sign-up enlistment ad.
Oh, my God. I'll throw up.
Really?
I'll throw up.
Oh, if you see them. Can you? Okay. Actually, this is a good.
But like, it's all dudes. The last one was like, you know.
Yeah, the white people are in the ads
like
again. We're going to go to war.
Males, and you're like, yeah.
We're going to war.
Yeah.
It's all white people in the commercials, baby. We're back.
Wait, is it the Be All You Can Be U.S. Army brand new
it's
trailer?
Pretty close.
It's G.I. Joe time.
Yeah, it's pretty close. Here, give me some volume. Corey. On the MacBook. On the MacBook. Give me some
They done took all the shit out of there. They don't give a fuck anymore. They're like, where's our white dudes at?
It means we strive to be a nation of limitless possibilities.
This is last year's?
Exploring those possibilities. This is this year's. Isn't just an inclination.
This is 2 months
It's our greatest strength. The power to discover.
Hold on. Pause it, Corcor.
To redefine yourself.
Pause it, brother. Pause it, dude. You're doing a terrible job.
What do you want?
The other tab right there. First jump. Be all you can
go
be.
Go up.
US.
Go up. Yeah, there you go. There you go. There
it's
you go.
Literally the exact same thing. What are
nah,
you talking
dude.
About?
Nah, dude. Play
it's it. The exact same video.
This is newer. They re-release it.
Play that shit.
See? All white people.
There's a Hispanic guy. No, there's one Hispanic guy.
Oh, yeah. There's got to be one black guy, too, contractually.
He's the jump master.
Contractually?
Come on, now.
Dude, look, that's Ukraine, bro.
The army does still have HR.
Oh, my God.
Dude, they're jumping over Ukraine
Let's
right go.
Now.
Let's go. That's Ukraine. We're going to war, dude.
Fuck them.
Buckle up. Look, this dude's like, fuck, I'm dead.
This was the happiest day of my life.
All right, pause it, dude. You're good. You're good. Pause that shit. Turn off, turn off, turn off, turn off.
Turn off, turn off, turn off.
No, I just don't want the next thing to play.
Why were you looking up tentacle porn?
Oh, dude, it's fucking my thing, dude. Corey, what did I say? Turn it off.
I'm not judging you.
What are you... no, but seriously though, I want to do a smooth, easy 20 on Barracks Life. All like, right. What is the craziest?
The first time I walked into the barracks.
Tell me your first three top barrack stories
okay,
of all
first
time.
First one's my first 5 seconds into the building. I walk in. Merkel's got some MMA gloves in his hands.
Mm-hmm.
I walk right in the door. He says, "New." I said, "What?" He goes, "You got to fight Dodd."
Mm-hmm.
Said, "Fight who?" "Fight Dodd. He's out back." He throws me the gloves. I'm like, okay.
Who's Dodd? He's not a thin fellow.
Dodd, yeah, but he's also not a fighter.
True. But he's not...
Dodd was like the smartest infantryman that physically was like an anomaly.
He was like this...
He looked like a complete fucking slob. He smoked Newports like just fucking back God to back to back.
Just trash.
Didn't ever drink Jesus. Water, yeah. Nothing, but he never fell out of shit. He always passed his PT test and he was smart as fuck.
Did yeah. you win, though? That's the question.
I beat the fuck out of him.
Okay, that's all I meant.
It's embarrassing, it honestly.
Matters.
Yeah, it was that's embarrassing.
That's all we care about.
Dude, honestly.
I'm not your average person,
what,
though.
What was his full name?
Loyal T. Dodd.
Shout out, Daddy.
Loyal T. Dodd. Shout out, Dottie.
Dude, sorry Daddy
about,
Dodd.
Sorry about having to do you like that.
That's hot.
Damn.
I like that.
Dude, honestly, and I. Do you think he kind of let you win?
No.
Zero? No, absolutely not.
Honestly, he was trying to hurt me. I could tell.
That was your first day. Welcome to the barracks.
Yep.
And then second best story of all time of the barracks. What do you got? I got some bangers.
How about
dude.
When I was on CQ and the fucking FBI shows up because of that guy that had porn on his computer in the barracks.
Dude.
I was on CQ for that.
Yep. Listen, man, there's not a prerequisite list to get into the military. Check or to the infantry specifically.
Be
check this
breathing.
Out. Yeah. Do you have a pulse? Welcome to the infantry. You know what I mean? It's
are
like
you, well, how
actually it doesn't matter.
Some of that's waiverable.
You have to sign something?
Yeah. No. If you have Down syndrome, you're ours.
Yeah.
Dibs.
You're sold.
Yeah, dibs. The infantry calls dibs. Like, they're like, give me the dumbest son of a bitch you can find.
You might be a squad leader.
Episode redacted.
Redacted hard. This whole episode.
No, it's fine. It's the truth.
Yeah. We're not straying from the truth.
It's the truth.
I'm not doubting that.
I met
you
a,
shouldn't, because we've been there.
I believe every
I'm
word.
I'm going to say nothing that's going to get us in trouble.
No. I believe every word.
Even the Army. The Army will probably pick this podcast up and use it as a promo.
Yeah. All right, Brian.
Yeah, they'll be like, this is what soldiers used to be like, you pussies.
Yeah. Guys from 1970 be like, wow, that's some weak shit.
If you guys want a spot in today's Army, you better get your shit together, because if war pops off and all these guys become waverable again, this is who you've got coming.
Yeah, dude, if fucking sleeve tattoos and no hairs
and they're
doesn't...
pissed.
Yeah, dude.
Ready to shoot something.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
Dude, sign my right, waiver.
Brian, what was your first day?
Oh, my first day? I don't remember
your first day in the barracks.
The Great Barracks Riot.
You remember your first day?
No,
shut up.
Don't
act like you don't.
I don't.
You don't remember your first day in the barracks.
It's called a repressed memory.
No.
Okay.
No.
Brian hasn't worked on himself. It's...
AKA, I haven't taken... That's what they're talking about.
Am I wrong?
You guys are fucking mad because I don't take... Dude,
Brian has
repressed.
Jake's like, the one thing I don't want to talk about is drugs,
right?
Guys, can
a
we?
Repressed
can we? Can
memories
we just like
if you got fucked stayed in your brain, just was like, you know what,
delete Brian it. Brian completely skips past the fact that we mentioned therapy 100%. Or anything at all like that. He goes straight to drugs.
Oh, it gets bleeped, dude. We're good.
This
no.
Half this episode. Just
anybody watching this episode, like, what's that? What were they talking about?
It's going to have to be a two-parter, like the legit episode, and then like, this is the fucking painstaking horror that the fucking editor had to go through.
My day one in the Army after basic training barracks entry, I do remember, but I don't count that.
All right, tell me that then.
That's not who I deployed with.
Well, tell me that.
Day one, I got face fucked by an
About the first day you showed up to 141.
Yeah, I don't remember that day.
It's because it's repressed. You got beat the fuck up.
Probably. I got my ass beat.
Your brain
probably.
Just decided to delete that. We don't need to know that.
It's something I just
it's
forgot.
A trauma response.
You're not weak, Brian. You're not weak.
Your dick's not small. She just has big hands.
It's not real. It didn't happen. I swear to God.
Dude, my wife has huge hands, just for the record. I would still win in an arm wrestling competition, just so we're clear.
No, she'll beat the fuck out of you.
She hits me all the time.
She'll beat the fuck out of you, I swear to God.
No, what I was getting at is, barracks life is just this wild anomaly that people aren't even, it's not made known. It is a lot like college, and it's not like college. It is like the first time you lost your virginity, but it's not like the first time you lost your virginity.
So it's like a frat.
It's like if a frat.
It's like a frat, but they'll also kill you.
Yeah. It's like a frat with guns.
Blood in, blood out.
Yeah, yeah, it's like a frat with guns.
It's
yeah.
like a frat that had sex.
Machine guns.
It's like a frat that had sex with a rabid coyote and then.
And Chuck Norris.
And then fucked a werewolf. And then that baby that is birthed is the barracks.
And then there John Wick was his stepdad.
There is no holds barred. There is zero fucks given. Everything is on limits. Exist, and I don't fucking care how you feel. It's just how it is. It's just how it is, dude. And there's so many grandmas
and
that
then
come
also,
through.
Also, you got a fucking George Merkel walking around the barracks.
Oh, dude. No. Hat trick.
Stay
or the field trick.
Fucking absolute wild card, dude.
Oh, my God. He could either be.
It was either he was hard on one of the cooks walking up the stairs.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Or he was wiping boogers on the wall.
He's just fucking
disgusting.
Dude,
amazing instrument, very smart.
Yep.
And a very good person. He's a friend of mine. He's from St. Louis, too.
Amazing balls.
But he's just disgusting.
He had a good sack on him.
He's got a good sack.
Yeah, he had a healthy sack.
Like large or just like well proportioned?
He'd pour some water on his. He'd pull his balls out of this cut in his
pants.
His army pants. And he has huge balls.
Were the balls like well proportioned?
They're just
big.
Healthy. They're healthy.
No, they weren't well proportioned.
They're not well proportioned.
The balls were
like
too
one's
big,
bigger than the
way
other.
Way big.
My
bigger
cancer,
than the rest of the
I
equipment.
Don't know.
I mean. That like looks like.
Dude, it's like a testicular megaly.
Basically like Randy Marsh, like hot fucking bouncy ball in it.
Dude, it's like Hulk Hogan's fucking nutsack.
He never had
wheelbarrow.
Oh my God, he was always ready to show him. Always.
But he would pull his nuts out, and we called it the field trick.
Pour some canteen water.
Yeah, he'd pull his sack out, and then pour some cold water on it, and
of course, they shoot right back up into his body.
Dude, these huge balls would just like whoop and go right into his body. They just disappeared, yep. And they are huge,
like defying gravity. Like.
They would just gone. Go back
like
and
the
do
shit you put in the fucking bank thing.
Yeah. Just yeah. Gone, bro.
Gone.
Dude, I missed the.
A couple times he did, and I heard him go.
I missed the fuck out of Merkel, man. I hope he's doing. I know he's probably doing good. I kind of hope he's doing. Oh, damn.
In dude, hindsight, though.
What's your. Okay. Last.
And I respect him.
Last barrack story, though. So, like, you have one that you have to tell, and you're about to... This is you putting a foot in the grave. Like, the all-time most epic. Barracks life was just a different...
I got one. I got it. Right
then what on. Is it?
It was after you got out, and I went to 4-1.
Of course.
First of all, several of the people we ran with would have been replaced with the guys I ran with. At the other brigade that I met.
Hold on. Say that again slower.
Several people that we were friends with would have been easily replaced with.
You and I?
No, not me and you. Some of the like outside characters, you know what I'm saying? Like not part of the squad, but kind of that was always around.
I got you. Okay.
Like these dudes were fucking phenomenal. One of them was in 2-5. He deployed with us. His name is Nick Kelly.
Really?
Dude, he's my best friend.
Still?
Yeah.
Where's he from?
Florida.
God, that's so
he joined the army to get out of a fucking prison sentence.
Of course.
Say that again.
Oh my God.
Say that again.
Yeah, we were at war, bro.
Say that again.
We were at war.
We're at war.
Say that again.
He got out. He joined the army to get out of a prison sentence.
Oh, no, yeah.
And the dude straight up looks like a fuck junkie, but he's also the size of Brian fucking Urlacher.
That doesn't shock me at all.
That's actually terrifying.
That
yeah.
is terrifying, dude.
I know. We used to go fucking.
And they sent him to an opium field.
That's fucking terrifying.
No, even worse, they turn us loose in El Paso, Texas.
Holy shit.
Dude, you can get more in El Paso, Texas than you can in Afghanistan.
Okay, here's what I want
to
know.
Also, there's cartel members there that try to fuck with you sometimes.
All drug names, by the way, get bleeped.
They get beat up.
Yeah, so like you both were in El Paso at the same time?
Yeah,
okay,
of course.
So did you guys go partying together?
Always.
Yeah.
From day one.
So.
A1 day one, son.
I've heard about the raves.
The desert parties?
Out in the desert.
Bruh,
can we get a little light on the fucking desert parties?
Wild. Wild.
Because, like, I feel like these kids that watch... Well, hold on. I feel like these kids that watch, like, Project X and
can
things,
I leave
and
with one thing?
And bullshit like that.
One
like,
I watched one of the most respectable, gentleman-like infantrymen and just upstanding men of I've ever witnessed knock cold at one of those. Just a had enough and just fucking
yeah, peace out.
Night
just like for no reason.
No, beating the fuck out of him.
No, okay, well that's a good reason.
Yeah, no, Corey, he just laid out because
well,
he felt.
I don't
like
know.
It.
Yeah, he was
don't
like, you
know
what? I fucking hate the way you look, you dumb bitch.
You know what? Fuck.
Hey, fuck. Who out here's gonna watch this?
No, dude. No,
because
we had guns.
Well, okay, so like,
no.
What were these raves like? Like, give me a picture. Give
amazing.
Basically,
if
they're
you
amazing.
Just watch the Israeli videos minus the hang gliders,
yeah,
wow.
And make them all college kids.
Oh my fucking god, Tommy!
They do, bro.
And make them all college kids. Mix them with a bunch of 18, 19, 20-year-old dudes.
The amount of
selling beer.
The amount of recreational activities that were going on there, as well as underage drinking.
Why did they not drug test you when you went back to base?
I didn't do any drugs. Because
it wasn't like they weren't just like in the. They were just on random weekends. Like every weekend, you go out there and somebody be out there.
Well, I never did. Let me just say, I never did drugs while I was out there.
I never did drugs while I was out there.
But there is so many. He's winking, but you can't tell.
Good save.
For the record.
For the record.
No, but seriously, I never touched anything other than alcohol out there. I will say, may or may not have sold. Actually, let's just leave that alone. What I will say is that they were wild. They were like, imagine.
They were super, like, the wildest you can imagine without it getting out of control. They never once got out of control because there's too many infantrymen there.
And short of an orgy.
Well, did they
oh
like,
my God.
They just like box in speakers? Is it random? Like
no,
that?
There's a fucking
DJ. Well,
that's
the thing. It evolved.
That's what Corey's talking about.
That's
like,
the
here
thing.
In Indiana,
yeah, dude. Like,
we have no clue.
Yeah,
like,
no, like we don't have a fucking idea
it
what like a rave.
Over time.
Like a rave.
No, it didn't start
so
out like that.
Rave.
Like a rave.
Bro, yes. It didn't start out like that.
But
it evolved.
Got to that.
Like we're just like.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure
like,
Swope,
people are just going
I'm pretty sure
nuts.
Swope was dating that chick and they went to one. He was like, bro, we got to go to this.
He's like, one guy showed his buddies where they used to fuck the girl off base. Like, hey, this is the closest spot where nobody goes to.
Dude, really?
We bang out here and then more people started
more people
going.
Just started showing
people
up.
People shoot guns out there. Like we had a bonfire that was definitely not against fucking code because we're in the middle of the desert. Like,
no, it was definitely against code.
Yes,
yeah, 100%. Yes. Dude, it was bring a car and let's burn
preferably
it to the ground.
A truck, though.
Yeah, and burn it to the ground. That's how this fire starts. It's like the size of a pickup truck, like a full size pickup truck.
And this was every weekend.
And we're talking sometimes close to 1,000 people around one fire, around one.
And this thing,
huge
if
fire.
If you need to put that in pallets, it's like. They had probably 500 pallets to start with. Just
it's insane. They're running empty Walmart skids like it's their fucking job.
And nobody's funding it. It's all just the people ready to party.
Yeah.
So it's like their own Burning Man every weekend.
Kinda,
no,
yeah.
It's worse. It's
worse.
It's
there's
all right.
There's no
I'll take that.
There's no regulating
not
body.
Enough
there's
not
no,
enough people died at Running Man.
There's not a governing source out there. There's nothing to stop us from fucking
no, bro, it's us. We're the We're the liable party.
Yeah, the military.
That's why nothing got out of control.
Yeah.
Okay, so for the both of you. All right, so like, what was the craziest thing you've seen at one of these raves?
Morris stomped somebody out with flip-flops on.
And we're back.
So you guys deployed together at some point?
Yeah, man.
So where were you guys deployed together at?
The Shark Tank.
Okay, so the Shark Tank.
Explain. What is the Shark Tank?
Shark
Tank. It's not that bad.
It's not that bad, dude.
Okay, I have heard differently. So
I the gentleman only see does it not every recall. Night when I close my eyes.
I've heard that the Shark Tank was a red zone for a while. So what is a red zone?
It still basically? Is a red zone, I
well,
think.
Well, what does a red zone mean?
I don't really
It'd be about it.
Yeah, a lot of shit's going on.
People fuck around and find out.
Yeah.
Yep.
So like
make
when you're
the south side of Chicago look like Disney World.
So when you're in a red zone, that means that there's just a lot of heat going on
every day.
So activity.
You're
just activity.
You're dealing with firefights
like multiple
constantly.
Times a day. Actually.
It gets determined by munition expersion. So it's not how many people are dying. It's just how many shots are being fired. So they're going through an ammo count, and then they're going through a rough ammo count of like, this is how many munitions were exploded on us. This is how many munitions we've expended, blah, 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 blah. That's how they rate these places the worst. That's how Korngal Valley got put on the map. And then that's why they made that documentary. But long story short, Shark Tank was fucking gnarly, bro.
For the record,
it was gnarly.
Time of my life.
Best time of my life. Best worst time of my life. I've never been sadder and happier in my entire life.
I joined the army and I joined the infantry on purpose because I was like super suicidal. Then I got to like the unit I got to and I went to Afghanistan with them and I was like, you know what? Fuck that. I'm just going to be really fucking good at this.
Yeah. And then you were just erect for the next 3 years.
So give me like what is a day to day on the base?
Where there's you guys 3 days.
Woke up
Yeah, there's 3 days. Let me explain.
All right,
go
this
ahead.
This Brian Michael Day. God bless you.
Yeah, God bless you.
Thank you.
No, there's 3 days that you have on our deployment.
Four.
No, there's three. There's 3 days that you have. The first day is you're pulling guard.
And what does that consist of?
You're on the camp, and you're pulling guard on the outside. Your back is to your friends, and you're watching the bad guys who are about to blow you up relatively soon, some point in this day.
Okay.
That's
we're just walking, just watching people
that's
walk
day
up
one.
And down the alley.
That's day one.
All right.
That's day one.
That's ECP.
You're just watching people, all
right.
And then you're waiting to get blown up. That's all it is. Okay. Day two, your second, the only second day that you can have. The second, these are the only 3 days you had on the cop.
Are you talking the first days?
No. I'm saying like, these are the only 3 days you're going to have on our cop. Day one, you're pulling
700
guard.
Mortars.
Yeah, 700 mortars one day. No, I'm joking, but it's bad. So close. That's your day. That's the one day you can have. The second day you're going to have is you're going to be climbing a mountain, and then it's going to suck.
It's not that bad.
You climb mountain with machine gun.
You climb mountain with machine gun to make you strong.
And you get to mountain and you stay there for a week or two.
There's a Playboy up in the 50 cal nest. Like, get the fuck up there.
So you and that's called the OP. So you're either pulling guard.
I drop my mountain or my helmet down that mountain.
Or you're on the OP, which is an outpost. Observation post. That's day
Didn't
two.
Did one of you fall down the mountain?
I dropped my helmet down it.
So what do you mean?
In my sleep.
You dropped your helmet like it
in
just,
my sleep.
You just watched it go.
No, I woke like I was we'd use it like If you take like a baseball helmet, lay on the ground with it.
Like
it
a pillow.
A little bit off. It may the cushions in there still like support your head.
It's like a pillow.
Yeah.
So for reference, these are mountains.
Yeah.
These aren't like
6,000
it's a hill.
Feet.
It's a mountain.
We called them 2249. That's how many meters tall they are.
Holy 1 meter is 3 feet.
So roughly over 7,000 feet.
Yeah.
On top of the already 6,000 foot above sea level.
No, 11.
Base elevator.
11,000.
Holy.
11,000 above sea level.
No, this ain't the fucking Himalayas.
Is it not? Was it not 11,000 at base? And
no.
Then, so it was 6 at base.
It was just above Denver at base. Sea level.
Okay. So 6 at base. And when you were on top of the mountain, then it was 11.
Then it was another 7,000 feet.
Yeah.
There.
So there were times
so
where.
Probably 13,000.
There were times where I was like 3 miles above sea level.
That's fucking ridiculous. And your helmet fell down the mountain?
It's not like that steep. Like you can walk. We walk up of it unassisted.
Okay.
Yeah, like with
still,
hundreds of pounds.
I was about to say, you guys have a lot of things that you carry up
but
there.
Still, it's the middle of the night, and it just rolled completely down the entire fucking thing straight into the nearest village down there, and you're like, fuck it. This is why I carry the bayonet.
And
dude. I ain't waking up LT for this.
So wait.
You grab your best friend. Look, I'm Tarakin, this motherfucker. If I'm not back in an hour, broken arrow this bitch.
So you guys travel at night.
God bless you.
We'd go up the mountains at night, yeah.
If I'm not back in an hour, call Marcus Luttrell.
Yeah. Don't report me at all. I'll just become a fan.
Let's get a seal in here. We need some help.
And your day three, do you want to know what day three?
They were there a couple times.
Yeah,
really?
Those are your first 2 days.
Okay, what's the third?
Those are the only first 2 days you can
masturbating.
Have. The only third day that you can have.
And working out.
No. The only third day that you can have.
At the same time.
So you're either A, pulling guard miserably, and then B, you're either climbing up a fucking 6,000 foot mountain and then staying up there for 2 weeks.
Or that's the best part, is being up there for so long.
Yeah, that was the best option.
Dude,
just so we're clear.
First of all, you're sleeping completely under the stars.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
And there's no electricity whatsoever.
Airflow was insane.
If you're any kind of star geek, the air is so thin, bro.
Yeah.
The most mesmerizing skylines of all.
No stink. That was a plus. Yeah. No stink.
Yeah, on top of the mountain, it didn't stink.
Yeah, there's on the base.
You even get less than halfway down it, you can already start smelling stink.
Did you how was sleeping? Was it easy or was it rough?
Easy as fuck.
Was it
rough? You teach yourself, you go in a coma.
Really?
When you can, where you can.
As soon as my head would get parallel, I'm in a coma until someone stops me.
I know, living with him, he can sleep through a goddamn train going through.
But I ain't sleeping through my door handle getting jiggled.
Literally, he can sleep, but if you tap him on the shoulder, this motherfucker's got the gun in the hand ready at your
Can I tell a funny story?
At your chin.
Can I tell a funny story that happened this week? This past working week.
It's not funny it is.
It's not that funny. But it attests.
That's how it goes.
It's not that funny.
No, I will. It's not that funny. Dude, a car could drive through my front door, sleep right through it. Bang, boo, bop, bow, boo, boo, bow. Sleep right the fuck through it, right? Sleep all the way through that. Tornado down fucking Harmony Way. Sleep right through it. Dude. Literally at 2 a.m. I have to be at work at fucking...
Doubt.
Dude, no, I swear to God, at 2 a.m.
Doubt.
At 2 a.m., for some reason, my power glitches out and my fan shuts off. I woke up, pins and needles from my asshole to my elbows, ready to dump a mag to my bedroom door.
It's called a poltergeist.
But no, the power went out.
Typical. Sounds about right.
Power goes out. Demon is in the bedroom.
How old did you say this house is?
123 years old.
You might not be the only one either.
I wake up dead nuts. I wake up.
You got a Ouija board?
So scared because it's so quiet in my house. And then the fan kicks back on and I was like, oh, we lost power. And I lay back down and go to sleep.
You're the white people in movies that just ignore every fucking red flag before they get murdered.
Can I say day three now? Day three is the... Day three is...
All the glasses are coming off.
No, day three is... day three is the ugliest son of a bitch you've ever met in your entire life. Day three is where you find God even if you're a fucking atheist. Day three is where... You are going on mission, and by mission, we're not driving trucks, we're not fucking paragliding, we're not shaking hands and kissing babies, we're fucking walking miles, miles, and more miles. And when you think you're done, someone then shoots at you from several miles away, and then you walk more miles to go find said fucktard.
I got you.
No, it is
the perfect story.
It is the saddest. It is the angriest. It is the ugliest. It is the most depressing. It is the nastiest thing you've ever seen in your entire life. That's your day three. And you're doing that 3 times a day. You're doing
three
missions a day every fucking day.
Because you only have two platoons.
Three fucking missions a day.
And you're getting mortared so much that it's better to just keep your rotating patrol than sit on the cop for 37 seconds.
So that's another question. So how often did you guys get mortared?
Every day.
I wanted it, told me that it was every day.
It's because one of the fucking Afghan army guys was their FO.
That's fucking insane. Caught. How close were the mortars, though?
On the cop.
Like, they were there?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you felt it?
If you took a shit in broad daylight, you better have your fucking body armor on, or you better have your affairs in order.
The camp, Corey. It's a camp. It's not a base.
It's a man-made, It's probably got the same square footage as this house, just laid out flat.
That's how big it
was?
Small. It's bigger. It's two football fields put together.
You can put a helicopter on it, at least.
Yeah, you can land a helicopter and house 100 gentlemen there.
But all our walls are made of fucking dirt sleeping bags.
So, and they've been fighting this war with this base for the last 12 years. So you bet your sweet fucking dick they've got their mortar tubes dialed in with hairpin precision.
It
they
was
know,
the guy from that.
They know
the,
exactly where the base is
they
at.
They caught him, dude.
And if you're watching videos now, they're like, they got tunnel, like, they're.
Dude, they killed him. They caught the guy that was in our compound. He was their FO.
So there was somebody in your compound
giving
like
away?
Our cop was kind of like.
Attached.
Built in conjunction with the Afghan compound, too. But they're fucking disgusting. We don't want to be anywhere near them. So they're like
separated
way away from us.
So like you guys were connected with the actual like town.
Yeah, we were like built right onto the city hall.
It was like town square. Yeah, it was like city hall.
So they're bombing themselves.
Basically.
No, they're not. Again, hair.
Very
pin,
accurate.
Precision.
Yeah.
But they knew where you were. So they knew.
Because Dirt to Dur was calling in. Hey, they're going to lunch. They're all sitting out in the open right now. Boom, 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 boom. You'd be standing there, no idea, waiting for a hot fucking meal that you're
My first 24 hours in Afghanistan, 10 people went down with a mortar injury because they fucking mortared the chow hot. Like,
and that's what I was wondering. So, like
my thing is,
they were all people that was going home.
Do you think, like, you need, like, a censorship on social media now to where, like, veterans, like, seeing certain things, there should be, like, that sort of trigger warning?
No, because I think you should be an adult about your triggers.
No, man. Like,
if you hear something you don't like, just either turn it off or like.
I mean, sometimes you can't turn it off though.
No, you can.
Sometimes it's right in your face.
You can choose to like.
Yeah,
you can choose to be a grown up about it and not be like that. Make it everybody's deal.
So the difference is whatever hard the average American that's not been to Chark Logar has been through. That was my fucking wet dream in Chark Logar. Your hardest day, your dad died, and you were there. That's my fucking wet dream. I wish I would watch my dad die in a hospital over what I was going through day to day. So my hard and your hard... wildly different.
I'll still take every day in Chark over watching my dad.
I'm just
record.
Well, it's different.
I'll do it 10 times. I'll do it till I die.
Brian didn't
it's
know
different.
His dad.
I'll just never leave.
It's different.
I'm just saying, though, like your hardest civilian day is wildly different from carrying one of your buddies.
Well, and that's one thing I will ask. So, like, and you don't have to. And you don't have to answer. But
I'm
like,
triggered.
No. Like, you don't have to answer this. But like, what was the hardest day for you? Like, what was the day?
I can give you exact details on the hardest day of my entire life.
Please, are
no
you
blood.
Okay talking
oh,
about
yeah.
it?
No
okay.
blood.
Oh, and that's,
no blood.
If you're good, if
no
you're
blood.
Talking about
it has nothing to do with blood.
If you're good talking about it, talk about it.
Bro, it was the freaking. 33-kilometer walk out and back we had to do
that
in the winter
OP.
Time.
Yeah, to that OP.
In the winter time. There's like 2 feet of snow.
Through that opium field.
And it's like fucking
that's
negative 10, negative 15 degrees.
Hey,
and we've got
for the people that are listening, let them know. It fucking snows. And
it fucking snowed more than you've ever seen. 4 feet of snow we had on the ground at one time.
No shit.
It didn't stop snowing for an entire month. February, air red every day, never stops snowing.
It just snowed.
Snowed. Fuck you. It just snowed.
No, it was blizzard.
Which is insane.
I've seen one blizzard, quote, blizzard in Indiana, in Evansville.
Do they have any, like, mudslides?
No, not really.
See, like, I relate that to, like, Flagstaff, Arizona, Jerome, where it's, like, high altitude.
We were tubing the streets that day El Paso flooded.
Yeah. No, but yeah, it was a blizzard like I've never seen in my entire life.
And the temperature, though.
Which
like
is
the
crazy.
Wind, it's in the mountains, so you're out of... Like you said, in the mountains, you're 13,000, 14,000 feet elevation.
Do you guys have to sleep out there?
Yeah.
Yep. This particular day. So, and we're all loaded to the fucking teeth because we're walking so fucking far. So, me, a normally Mark 48 gunner, which is significantly less...
Machine gun.
Weight.
And how far were you walking? It was 30 kilometers?
33 kilometers. I'll never forget it. It's like 27 miles or 20, I don't know.
It's a marathon.
Oh, yeah. And it's sub-zero temperature with 2 feet of snow on the ground.
Negative 17 was the coldest day I ever saw.
I mean, you guys are bundled up, right?
Yeah, but not when you're about to be walking to fucking the sun.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly. If you're walking to fucking Jerusalem from fucking London.
That's what I mean, though. Like, you guys are, like, bundled, dude, but, like, yo, you have all this gear on
all
you.
All of it. Water, food, ammo.
Like, how heavy do you think it actually
was? I guarantee you I weighed over 300 pounds.
Holy shit.
I bet I'm clocking in at 300. We were about the same size.
I had a 27-pound gun.
That's insane.
My 27. What? I'm not doing the math, so somebody else do it. 27-pound gun, 35-pound body armor, 8-pound helmet. I had 1,000 rounds. That's 70.
Your helmets
pounds.
Are 8 pounds.
Oh yeah.
Hurt your head, dude.
God,
every
100
rounds
of
7.62, 7 pounds. I had 1,000 rounds. There's 70 pounds of ammunition.
No fucking shit.
And that's not counting the water, clothes, food.
300 easy.
My own tripod for my 240, which is 35.
300 easy, and you're walking.
Walking.
The distance of a marathon, if not farther.
In cadence. You
and
guys
I'm
are just
fucking no,
not
going.
In cadence. We're not going. You guys aren't good in cadence on that
but,
shit.
You're just praying to God
you're just
legs
going.
Moving.
It gets better because, surprise, the biggest motherfucker in the company breaks his leg crossing the river. Sergeant Liuma, big Samoan platoon sergeant, and we're already like fucking 13 clicks in. Ain't nobody fucking dragging him all the way back. He's 300 pounds. More than that, he's 300 pounds without his shit on.
Yeah, you guys are dragging somebody.
He's
fuck
that. He's 6'5".
He's the Rock, but infantry size.
And 280-ish pounds of just,
and he was funny.
I'll fuck your whole family.
Is he giving you guys, like, motivational quotes as you guys are, like, pulling him?
No, because nobody can understand
him. I
can
only imagine the... yeah. I can only imagine the cuss words he would, like, slurs he was spewing.
You imagine Maui, be like, Maui!
Yeah. So
I still don't trust anybody from Hawaii.
You can't drag him back. So what we did was we just set up an HLZ. Well, my platoon got picked to be the HLZ because we're
explain the HLZ. What's an HLZ?
Helicopter landing zone.
So they can pick him up and take him back.
Fucking shit and snow and the air's red. That means helicopters ain't flying.
Oh, so you guys are just waiting.
Yep.
Oh, God.
4.5 hours.
And you're sweaty. Heads up, you're sweaty.
And now you're freezing. Also.
And it's negative 10 outside.
Because you're in the prone in the snow after you just walked 13 kilometers.
It's not great. It's not the best day I've ever had.
Dude, fuck all of that.
That was the only day I had the death even cross my mind.
And you know the scary thing?
And that's because
you were like,
freezing
I could die right
death
now.
Is really slow.
Yeah, you're like, I could die right now. I'll be all right.
Well, no, and the scary thing they tell you about.
I was losing consciousness, dude. I was like, I'd fucking hit my forehead on the end of my gun. I'm like, look,
that's what
dude,
they
like,
they
just
call.
You're just like, stay awake, dude. You can't stand up either because you're in combat.
Do you remember the death nod?
Yeah,
that's what. It's a real fucking thing.
The death nod.
They call it the death
dude,
nod.
It's like you start losing consciousness.
You're just
because you're so fatigued. Your body is like fatigued from battle or walking or running or whatever.
Yeah.
So your body's depleted its energy. Now you're stopped. It's like just like immediate. Okay, now stop. Now your body's in this weird, like, I thought we were going, now we're stopped, I've expended my energy, and also, it's deathly cold. Like, if you were bundled, it's deathly cold. Like, you'll die in this weather. It's cold.
Same.
No one's outside, and for good goddamn reason. They're huddled around a fire, and here we fucking are, dealing with fucking Mutombo with a goddamn shattered goddamn finger, or femur. I'm like, dude, it's like, Jesus fucking Christ. And then you have to pull up this position and hold it for how many hours?
But wait, there's more.
Yeah.
So how did he break his fucking femur?
Crossing a fucking river.
Because
he just slip and fall?
Well, they don't have bridges. They got like sandbags.
Are you guys like walking on the river?
Placed.
In the river.
You got to go across it. Across it.
Inside
but it's frozen.
The river.
It's
no
frozen.
Shit.
That's how he broke his leg. He slipped off the sandbag to the frozen river and snapped his leg.
No shit.
Yeah. Because they don't have bridges and shit. They have like sandbags.
Right,
up.
Right.
Yeah, he's walking legs, and we're also got all this shit on, dude. We're out. Nobody's balanced.
Holy fuck!
And nobody has cleats on their boots or nothing. Like
no.
Yeah,
it's bad, bro. It's the worst shit.
So that was your worst day.
There's way more. That's only 13 kilometers into the fucking 66 total.
Christ.
It gets so bad there.
We're in the infancy. So, yeah, all the freezing to death shit. we find the helicopter finally comes, which in and of itself was imagine fucking awful. The as cold as it was, it got colder.
Yeah,
the propeller with the wind. Yeah, I was just like, fucking let this thing hit
oh
me.
Oh my god,
land right on me.
Was it a Chinook or was it
no? It was Black Hawk.
Black
was
Hawk.
This one day?
Yeah. This is not even, this is the very beginning of one mission.
This is 6 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. My humor is way too dark right now.
Dude, okay, so we pick up and go from there. And it's like,
continue mission, Charlie Mike.
It's like 3 a.m. and we are so far behind, which that's how it was supposed to be. We have a whole platoon. Like, we ain't fucking, we've been in the tank for that long. We ain't scared to move as a platoon. Fuck you.
You were in a tank?
No, just walking. But we didn't have the whole, like, the amount of people we brought here on this mission was, like, a lot more than just a normal day in Chark. Like, they had pathfinders and whatever.
Like, associated people that came to our base to help with the mission.
Female engagement teams, like, all hundreds of people. Like,
we had a
pretty big mission. But it seemed like everything fell right onto 2nd and 3rd platoon.
Yeah.
Not great.
Still in your fanny pack?
No, I was
so
just
we pick up and keep going.
I'm well, just getting nervous, dude.
Let's say that was at 3 a.m. I don't remember the time, but by 6 a.m, now they decide they want to shoot at us because they know we're trailing. Well, everybody but me starts shooting.
You don't have like snow camo.
Oh no, no.
You guys are in greens.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, we look like a bunch of raisins out there in a yogurt.
You're visible from space.
We're raisins and yogurt.
Okay,
it's wet, so you're like a. It's dark. It's just black. It's like black wet spot, wet green
on white.
Right. Yeah. Like, oh, that doesn't look right.
So yeah, I'm the only person at this point that can shoot because my 240 bolt's not frozen. All the M4 bolts frozen, can't shoot.
So the guns are they're frozen solid.
Yep.
-17 degrees. I'm not telling you this. I'm not.
Everybody was peeing on everything.
It's so cold. It's so
just to
cold.
Like get it. To
yeah,
fucking
peeing on everything, but no shit. Peeing on guns. Like, yeah.
Wow.
It's the warmest shit you had. Just fucking.
I get it. Yeah,
see that or die. So yeah, I'm pissing on it.
And you know what doesn't freeze in that weather? The Kalashnikov.
Our will to win.
The Kalashnikov. How do you say it? Kalashnikov. The Kalashnikov does not freeze in that weather. You
AKs?
No shit. You can take an AK into
into
-50 degree weather, and that's all they use.
Dude,
and
an
those
AK,
motherfuckers will still
shoot. You can probably take an AK into the closet to Narnia, and it's going to come out and shoot.
Really?
And you could throw it in the river.
That's insane.
It is insane because
the bolts.
The 240 didn't freeze because of the bolts.
The bolts more dense, so it takes a lot longer for something like that to freeze.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and it's more heft. It's right. There's
like
more
the
tension.
Bolt, the bolt on a 240 probably weighs like 10 pounds, and an M4 bolt probably weighs like
just the bolt.
Two. Yeah.
It weighs like a few ounces, bro. It's not even a pound. I wouldn't even
the
give
one
it a
on the 240.
No,
like
in the
M4.
In the M4.
Oh yeah, that thing's like holding the fucking. It's like. 4 or 5 #2 pencils.
It's like hold my dick, dude. What I'm getting at is,
I'll use anything but the metric system.
It's not my, yeah.
Yo, fuck Europe, dude.
Should have won the first war, pussies.
Yeah, you fucking quitters. You're welcome. So what we're getting
shout out France. Thanks, France.
Yeah
thanks.
Dude.
And
honestly.
Spain.
Well, okay, so we heard his worst day. What was your worst day?
It's not over.
No. God damn. Are you shitting me?
Nope.
No, he told you. We're only like 7 hours in now.
Oh,
8 hours
my God.
In. What
so
are you,
get,
8 hours in
we get into
now?
The first firefight, people pissing on their guns, everything. We get it going.
Thawing shit
they
up.
They decide real quick they don't want that beef because we're all pissed.
They don't want the clap.
And we don't have the rest of the people with us, so we'll just fucking, like, ain't nobody telling us not to just come up and assault your entire village.
Like Nuck If You Bug is just
right?
playing in the background.
We aren't the ones
like,
to.
All right, bro.
It's more like Taylor Swift and Katy Perry. That shit get us fired up.
Everybody's
dude.
Dicks are out. Just like,
Katy
oh,
Perry,
just
dude.
Wait. Yeah, you just wait.
Dude, if I hear Dark Horse, I'll fucking... Everybody. If I hear Dark Horse, I will fucking... Everybody. Dude, Dark
There's
Horse.
There's no going back.
Oh, just fucking...
That's how we used to keep the Afghan people out of the gym when we'd work out. We just work out to hella gay music.
Yeah, just...
They wouldn't want to be in there.
Bro. Like teardrops on my guitar.
Oh yeah, we'd be in
like
there
it's
just
bad over
I mean
there.
Fucking screaming, lifting, like almost puking while you're deadlifting kind
the
of
homophobia
shit.
Is bad over there.
I know. And
it's
they're hella
like,
they're hella flamboyant
it's
too.
Right. It doesn't make sense.
They tried to fuck Swope.
Hey, easy, dude. They don't fuck kids over there. no, I'm just kidding. They do. So anyways. So now you're in this firefight and they're throwing the guns out.
Yeah, we catch up to everybody else. It's like, I don't know, probably 9 or 10 in the morning.
Yeah, sun's up. Sun's out, guns out.
At this point, one of our interpreters has assaulted somebody in a crowd because they threw a rock at us.
Oh, that's hot.
I know, right?
Fuck him.
Yo, get him a gun.
Yeah. Fuck him.
Get my man's a gun. Rocky, bro.
Yeah, dude, literally.
That's why his name was Rocky, because he's about that life.
God damn.
He's about it.
It's like, yeah, that fucking guy right there.
It hit the guy that took over for Parks as my assistant gunner, Bozarth. He came from fucking whatever, Bob Skank.
Jesus. Yeah.
And
fucking
Fob Skank. Shout out Fob Skank. You're all pussies.
Quitters.
Right? Quitters. They would have found my skeleton on Fob Skank.
They wouldn't last a day.
I would have been the guy that pulled the fucking pistol out from underneath the American flag stand with the one bullet. Bitch, this is my last stand. And I ain't killing myself. I'm killing you and I'm starving to death.
Fob Skank could just be running the other way. You're like, fuck, we gotta go.
Jesus.
So end the story, dude. End the story.
Dude, and that was like just getting there took from fucking 11 o'clock at night till 9 in the morning. And then we're there all day fucking digging around with these people, getting rocks thrown at us and watching our interpreter go out and fucking
key
beat up
leader
people.
Key leader engagements.
Because it happened multiple times. And then while we're there, we get in a firefight. Blood trigger warning, but this is a crucial detail.
Don't plug your ears.
Earmuffs.
All right, I won't
earmuffs.
Say. There was a private contractor who really didn't have any business going out there with us. He's just about that life.
Trying to get the smoke.
Like, all he did was our tower guards. He's like, please, just let me go on this.
It's like, where's the shooting at?
I'm yeah, here. Basically like, listen, you don't understand. I need some action.
Yeah.
He got some. He took a round through his trigger well. Mm-hmm. While he was shooting?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Trigger well is the hole where the trigger is
through
in your
his finger.
Gun.
So he took a round right at his
through
finger.
The
right
hole.
Through the finger.
Okay.
And our medic, this psycho decided he wasn't done. He got the bleeding stop, obviously, taped it to the barrel now, and now he's shooting left-handed with his gun, with his hand taped to his gun.
Shout out to all lefties out there, dude.
Shout out Swope for hooking him up. Pimp my ride.
Dude, he did, bro.
Fucking shit.
He did, bro. He did.
So
this man got his fingers blown off.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Sit there and fucking...
And he just taped the fucking hand
just
to
one
it.
Finger.
Use,
one finger.
Use but the other still. Finger. Use your middle finger.
No, it's too fucked
up. This ain't paintball.
It's too mangled.
What are you going to do? Fucking...
No. Your best bet
is... No, you pull the trigger once, it goes...
Yeah, your best bet is go with the other hand.
That's a war crime, allegedly.
Did they cauterize the wound?
No, not immediately. No, he's going to...
Just stop the bleeding. Period.
Yeah, he's going to a hospital.
They cauterize it right off the wrist.
No, but he's going to go to a hospital, right?
Yeah.
Homeboy is like, but also before I go, let me stack a couple bodies.
Yeah. Right. Like,
it's bad, but it ain't that bad. Like, I ain't... Don't take me out yet, coach.
Right.
Yeah. No.
It's like, I'm still fighting. I'm good.
So, we get through that, and we end up... I think we ended up having to fucking take a couple detainees. And
prisoners.
Yeah, we did because
POWs.
I ran the Seek 2 system.
Hell yeah, dude.
And of course, now we're out there. Not everybody. I'm out there till like almost 8 o'clock the next night.
It's terrible.
And we're still 33 kilometers away from being back.
That's another 4-hour walk you got ahead of you.
And it's still fucking cold.
Are those zip tie handcuffs? Are those zip tie handcuffs?
Oh yeah.
We don't use anything other than that. No. But yeah. So
to this day,
your worst day.
To this day.
Your worst day. Fuck off.
Well, hold on. What was your worst day?
Mine is short and sweet. I'll break it to the point. Mine
the
is
day
short.
I left on mid tour leave.
That's it right there. No. My worst day. I'll give you 2 days. And the second day that I'm going to give you is the worst day. But the first day, real short and quick, was an NCO that I was not a fan of. His name was Sergeant Roberto Loeza.
Oh,
dude was a fucking doucher.
First guy I ever met on Fort Bliss, and he cussed me out.
And hated him immediately.
Yep.
That guy. He had an ego on him, and I think he was compensating for his tiny little baby hands that he had.
He did have super, super tiny hands.
Tiny
like
hands.
Like the Burger King commercial, just like that.
He couldn't hold a cheeseburger. It would fall out of his hands. So the first day is...
Good thing he didn't smoke cigarettes.
The first day is I get to know this guy because we get put on a detail together, which a detail is just a job. So we get put on a job together, and he's my boss at this point. So he's my superior, and I have to report to him accordingly. So... I report to him accordingly, and we're not around everybody else. So then he starts treating me different. I already hate him at this point. He starts treating me differently. And then it was like nice. Called me by my first name a few times.
Proud of you.
Yeah. He called me by my first name a few times. I called him by... Normally in the Army, you say sergeant, last name.
Yeah, that was Roberto.
I called him by his first name for the first time on this detail. And I just was feeling it out because we were having a moment. And he let it ride. That was the most important moment in our relationship. And yeah. This is late in the deployment. Like,
you got to understand, too, in the infantry life, you might get punched in the face.
Yeah. And he didn't. And he didn't. And he didn't square me away. He didn't make me do push-ups. He was like, yeah, we're having a moment. Brother. It was like a brother-to-brother moment. A moment that you'll never have. I can't explain to you. You'll never have it.
Right.
I can't explain it to you.
Mafioso, see.
But we had this moment. And then, like, I called him Rob or Bob or Robert or whatever. And it just flew. And we went on with it. And then the rest of our detail or our job went swimmingly. We became friends, but not, because he's still my superior. That's day one. Day two, the worst day ever. This is a month or two after that detail. We start getting, I'm on guard detail and pulling guard. And then we start getting bombarded with mortars. And this is a usual daily thing. You start taking rounds. The only thing that you have to do is get out of your bed and go to the bunker. That's your job. That's your only job, right? You start taking mortars. God bless you. Start taking mortars. You run to the bunker. We start taking mortars, and shit's going.
It's a recoilless rifle.
Well, that's how it started, but I couldn't differentiate.
That's what got him.
Yeah, I couldn't differentiate the noise. But anyway, so it starts popping off like it always does. It's not a special day to me. I run to the bunker with my firearm and my gear on. I'm huddled up with my buddies.
Still jacking off.
Still jerking my dick.
Ain't stopping that.
And I have a clear line of sight. The bunker I'm in, I have a clear line of sight by the front gate to the helipad. Clear line of sight to the helipad. And we hear over the radio in my bunker from one of the NCOs on their chest. Their radio goes off. One hit. We got one hit. Mass. I don't remember if they called it mass CAS. Essentially, what had happened was a round struck into our headquarters.
Right at his feet.
A recoilless round, which is essentially a missile. It's not even a mortar.
It is a mortar. It's a mortar you shoot from your shoulder.
It's terrifying. It's the scariest mortar you could ever imagine. And
you want to look up what a Gustav is, that's what it is.
And you could. You could Google a Gustav. But essentially, this went into our headquarters building where all of our most important fucking people are. And Roberto Loaiza happened to be inside that building, and I still didn't know what was going on. I'm in the bunker. I hear multiple casualties, whatever, multiple hits, bada bada bada. And then I remember seeing a stretcher being carried to.
Look up recoilless rifle.
Yeah, just look
this
up
is the tower.
And then Carl's Gustav.
Is huh?
This is like the
no, it's just
it's
a
our
building.
Top, the tactical
just a building
command.
Just a flat building, one story building.
Everything we have is flat because that sandbags on.
But that's the same building that you guys watched where that guy walked right by the IED, right?
Yeah. That's where the cameras
the
and all
raid
the
camera. Oh yeah,
that's where all the monitors and stuff
where
are. It's like
see people fucking.
It's like the headquarters, but
yeah, that too.
But a round hit that building and struck him at his feet. It actually went through his body, I think they said. But either way, long story short, yeah, that's what hit
Obviously, theirs is like the Wish.com version, but...
Yeah, this is the American version. But they ordered their shit off fucking Amazon.
After the show, I'll show you some on X.com.
But long story short, the worst day was watching a guy that I just made friends with, who I used to hate, get carried to the helipad, literally arm dangling off of a stretcher.
Yeah, one arm not attached.
And I didn't know when I'm watching it. I was like, fuck. In my head, I was like, fuck. That's somebody. That's one of our, or that's somebody. Somebody. Afghan. I don't know. It's somebody. And they're fucked. Like covered. Like they have a blanket over that covered, like being carried off. And then I just put it out of my memory and forgot about it.
But
and
you
it,
both wear your bracelets and give shit.
Yeah.
Every year for 11 years now.
What
for,
do you do?
For 11 years, I go to the bar.
Jake hasn't taken his off.
I get depressed.
I get really, really worked up about it. But yeah, I go to the bar and then I write a nice note. And then I text that note to myself. And that texted note will go to my Facebook post. But every year for the last 11 years, I've posted I'll go to the bar, write that note, order two beers, sit at the bar by myself, my beer and his beer, Bud Light, that's what he always drank, and watch the fucking WCW like a fucking pussy. Fucking idiot.
What about Rey Mysterio?
Dude, with his baby fucking hands. Like, dude, you would never make it in WCW, bro.
Yeah.
But then I order that beer. I sit there by myself. I think about times I had with him that were good. I think about times I had with him that were bad. I think about, inevitably, the moment I watched him leave my cop and I didn't realize that was him. I think about his family, whom I had met before the deployment. Shout out to the Loezas. I think he was from, born and raised in El Paso. His whole family was around the base. It's really, 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 really sad. I think about him all of the time. I think about him all of the time. And then especially in May when his memoriam rolls around, it's every year I do the same thing. I go to the bar by myself. I get really sad. I get really drunk. I order a beer for him, order a beer for me, leave my note. I take my bracelet off. I've ordered a new one at this point. I hang it on the beer. I roll the fuck out. I hope somebody will read that note and realize that, hey, seriously, fuck you, because this dude is not here anymore. Like, fuck whatever you're dealing with. You're sad. Who cares? You know what I mean?
We're all sad, bitch.
Yeah, dude. Dark. It's real dark. It's dark shit, bro.
Yeah.
Fuck your worst day.
Yeah.
Fuck your worst day, dude.
I'm not that judgmental.
Dude, okay. Let's get near to putting a bow on this.
Everybody's
dude.
Struggle is important and valid.
And veterans, they got it bad, dude, because like everybody empathizes for them, but
I don't think anybody's problems any worse than anybody else's.
Do you think that veterans are like over sympathized for? But I think in the wrong way. No. People think they can say.
I think people treat us like we are battered women sometimes.
Right. It's like the wrong way to treat the cancer. It's like we're cancer and you're treating it the wrong way.
So what, you feel like people will give you a little too much sympathy?
Yeah, dude. I think people. Leave me alone.
I feel like people act like we didn't love every fucking second of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the coolest you'll ever be.
That's the thing for me. Like fucking people like. I don't need your sympathy, dude. I was having a fucking time of my life out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we started the show.
I was already bipolar and suicidal before I joined the Army, but that wasn't their fault.
You started the show off by saying thank you for your service. Jake and I will both agree. Fucking tired of it. Leave it alone.
Yeah. Right. And what is the reason for that?
I mean, it's exhausted.
It's torture us.
So, like, you guys hate the vote?
Why? No.
I'm not going anywhere on Veterans Day just because I'm like, fucking shut the fuck up.
Here's my thing. You're in the airport, right?
Nope.
But, I mean, like, people will be like, oh, thank you for your service.
Nope.
So, like, what is it that triggers you?
Yeah, of course
about
I know.
That?
Of course I know your stepbrother, like, that joined the Army.
Right.
8 years ago. He was in my company. He was a fucking pussy. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Leave
so
me alone.
It's one of those things where it's like, oh, thank you for your service. It's like, dude, do you know what the fuck I've done?
Yeah.
Like,
what do you think, bro?
It's one of those.
I used to have to fucking give my soldiers counseling statements because they didn't go get penicillin because they fucking got chlamydia.
Think about it like gravity. Gravity. Yeah. Gravity, gravity, okay. Gravity, 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 gravity.
Okay.
Think about what has happened with where, what in all that we've endured. Think about that gravity. And then consider, thank you for your services, 5 words. I had to count it out because I was in the infantry. but my situation, Jake and our situation, the gravity of that versus the gravity of 5 words created in the English language that you half-ass mean because you found out that I served. You may not even know where or what I had served in. I might be a goddamn county clerk.
I got a fucking dishonorable discharge. People.
But your immediate thought is thank you for your service. Go fucking leave me the fuck alone. However many words that is. Like, fucking stop. That's not what they want. It's not what they want. I know it's the proper thing to do. Guys like us, it's not what we want.
So you wish you'd be like left alone.
Yeah. Leave it alone.
Like, I get it. Don't get me wrong. I get it.
You know,
I get it.
There are some people that are like actually really thankful for the things that you guys do.
I don't know. Something not that fucking corny. First of all, infantrymen are cool as fuck. Don't hit us with some corny ass shit like thank you for your service.
Yeah. It's like trying to kiss me on the first date, dude. Like, fucking nah, dude.
I'm trying to freak you on the first date.
Yeah, dude.
Exactly.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, exactly. Dude.
Fuck walk yeah, up bro. Like, hey, I'm thankful fuck for yeah, all dude. Those people you killed. Hey, bet.
Thanks for stacking bodies.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, like, would you rather?
Nah, not even that, man. Don't acknowledge it.
Exactly.
Stop making it,
you
stop
wish,
making it weird.
You wish people would just treat you normally.
Stop making it
right?
weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You wish people would just look at you like, oh, what's up, man?
No, yeah. I don't.
And just leave it at that.
Yeah, I don't even go places, dude.
But I mean, yeah, it's kind of like, look, dude.
It gets old getting fucking put on a pedestal everywhere you go.
It's like how people look at people who are like special needs. It's like, look, dude, I get it. I know I've got this going on. Don't highlight
talking,
it.
He's talking about the Marines.
No, it's not the Marines. No.
But I was going to say, is he calling us for...
No, but I mean, like, it's one of those things. Hey. It's like, don't highlight it. No, like, no. I already know. I get it.
Let me put it to
you know,
bed.
It's one of those.
Let me put it to bed. I speak for Jake and myself both.
Go ahead.
I understand. Mm-hmm. You don't understand that. I understand that you don't understand. And I understand that in your world, as even, say somebody served in the reserves, whatever, and now they're a civilian. I understand that you don't
still
understand.
Counts.
Yeah. Dirty nasties or whatever they fucking call them. It doesn't matter. If you're a civilian and you see me and you know about me and you know who I am and what...
Challenge me to hand-to-hand combat.
Whatever. Yeah, I get it. I understand that you don't understand. But if... It's hard. Because it's just like, leave it alone. Like, if I say... If I just nod my head at you,
yeah.
Leave
There's
it...
several silent things I acknowledge silently.
Yeah, just leave it there. Like, it's hard to... You can't distinguish an infantry guy from any other fucking pogue who
yes,
fucking rub their dick against
yes,
the canvas.
Can.
You can by body language. Leave me the... And honestly...
I'll spot an infantryman in less than 5 seconds.
Dude, and it... I get it, though. But what I'm saying is... Just ease up on it, because we don't always know the right thing to say. Thank you for your service.
And some of us are just
what do I
fucking
say?
Socially to begin with.
Yeah.
So
we're already
the kind of people that don't like get comfortable with compliments, and now you're like, thank you for your service. And I'm like,
yeah.
We committed a war crime.
Somebody handed me a Sharpie when I got off the airplane. Do you know that? When I got off the airplane in El Paso from Afghanistan,
did you sign it?
No, I just got
did
a
you sign
Sharpie.
Their forehead?
No, I just got a Sharpie, dude.
I just got a Sharpie. Remember when we saw Waka Flocka in Atlanta's airport?
Hold the fuck on.
No.
We had more guns than him.
Dude, we got to put a bow on it. It's right, getting out of control.
All right.
It's getting out of control.
Okay.
It's getting out of control.
Should we end this on
no,
the
No.
Let
me just let it ride.
No, what I got to say, what I want to say is that God bless
maybe
all
a
of you.
Two-parter.
God bless all of you that give a shit enough about the veterans to take time out of your day and say thank you for your service. We appreciate that. But for the ones that are weird and awkward about
it. Also, find a better way of vetting people that are actually veterans and not someone that fucking is like six minutes out of basic training.
Yeah. But
that shit does get annoying.
But when someone is awkward or says a weird thing or says no thank you, if it's just a weird interaction, leave homeboy alone.
Yeah.
Leave homeboy alone or homegirl. You know, leave homegirl alone, leave homeboy alone. That means something bad has happened.
If they don't make eye contact with you when they say, oh, you're welcome.
Just leave it alone.
Thank
that's
you.
That's
thank
my best
you,
advice. Leave it there. Walk away.
It's almost just leave them alone. Just let them have their fucking time. They're
something.
Home. Let
you
them
think
be
a
home.
Head nod would
I've
be
learned
adequate.
The adult response is thank you for your support.
Yeah. And that's another thing. Shout out to the veterans. If you're getting a thank you for your service, body stackers out there abroad, and you've found the right thing to say when people say that shit
to
you.
Go to therapy.
I'm curious.
Take charge of your mental health. You'll learn that adult shit.
Whatever you're saying to these people that keep repeatedly saying this shit to you, drop it in the comments because I'm extremely curious because I never know what to say. I'm like, whatever.
I take the Michael J. Fox approach. Just fucking hit shuffle and whatever comes out the mouth.
But
you just start shaking.
Parkinson's hashtag. What I'm getting at is the last.
Love you, Dad.
Shout out to Tom Cruise. I don't know why. Dude, Scientology hashtag. Okay, what I'm getting at is in the last year since I haven't seen you, man, you've made a lot of changes in your mental persona, in your physical persona, in just your overall self. In the last year, what do you think would be something you would want to tell a veteran or somebody even like a new soldier out there that like, hey man, this is what it's like on the outside. And these are some things that I've done in the last year that have like truly helped me. You can go as deep as you want or not as deep as you want. Keep in mind, we do edit things out. So you can
first
say whatever
thing
you
want. The new soldiers to know is, they ain't going to prepare you for shit. So that's fucking true. Prepare yourself ASAP or ACAP, whatever the fuck it is a joke. It does give some good things.
Not a lot, though.
Not a lot. I didn't find out that my state, Illinois, had an Illinois State Veterans Grant that would pay for my college at a state-funded university, and I wouldn't have to use my GI Bill.
Yeah,
I didn't find that out until I was already applying for college.
What would you say to somebody that would be looking for things like that?
Literally look for fucking everything you can.
Take what you can get. Who would you talk to, though?
Any veterans resource officer. Every university, campus. Every college. Every campus has one. Every campus has one.
Okay.
Your VA has one.
VA reps, VA correspondents. Go to your city
house. And if
house,
you don't like
you
the one
to.
That's local to you, then find somebody else because they will fucking... There is a next level.
There's a dude making... There's another guy making $60,000 a year that knows the rule book just like the first
and
guy
that
you didn't
like. At
this point,
the VA's been under so much heat, they're actually doing shit about people that ain't shit. So you got pretty...
Good.
It's pretty
good.
Decent
good.
Nowadays.
Good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I deal with them all the time.
What do you think one thing in the last year you would change if you had to?
I'd have hair like Thor.
Dude, I'll just take any hair I can get. Shout out, dude. Shout out to Thor, man. God damn it, you're such a good looking son of a bitch. Dude, and honestly, you could have done anything for the last 2 hours.
I have a smaller penis.
Yeah, that's true. It's girthy, bro. It's girthy.
The VA won't pay for the back surgery.
Yeah.
It's like a Pringles game.
They say it's not service connected.
It's like Wi-Fi, dude.
Pre-existing condition.
But yeah,
it's
man.
Like Wi-Fi.
You drove all the way from the shitty
thing,
state
the
of Illinois.
The other thing I'll tell veterans too is like, anybody that tells you you're a fucking pussy for getting your shit together is a fucking, not a good friend. B, someone needs to get their shit together too.
Yeah.
And facts. Take it from someone who's had a fucking gun to their head, pills in the mouth, what the fuck ever. Like, it's possible to get control of the shit.
Yeah.
There you go.
Medicine works. Those fucking therapists and psychiatrists, they can only help you if you're actually telling the fucking truth. Don't go in there lying on some shit because they can only treat you on what you're telling them.
There yeah. you go.
But yep. If you ain't being honest, you're not getting the right treatment.
Tell your stories, man.
And that shit will kill you.
Yes.
Tell your stories.
You put on the wrong fucking medicine, and a lot of these fucking antidepressants and shit, they'll make you suicidal.
Yep.
Yeah.
If it's facts. Not good brain chemistry, like, it'll make, trust me, I did it.
Do they do
I
the
did
gene
it.
Test now?
No.
You can. You they can, do? Yeah. They've got these tests now. I don't know how widespread they are, but you can, it kind of finds out, like, the chemistry in the medicine and chemistry in your body, it kind of gives a better, yeah. foresight into whether
B
that's going
to
be compatible or not.
That's good.
So like I took Zoloft and I'd black out for like 6 hours.
So they can prescribe you better, basically?
And just be fucking...
Just
so it helps them prescribe
yeah.
you better?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
I don't need that because I'm not a quitter. no, I'm just joking. No, seriously, mental health is a serious thing. The brain is a weird, weird organ that can only be beat up so much. And Jesus fucking Christ, we beat the fuck out of ours, man.
Read some fucking books. The brain is fucking fascinating.
It's malleable, man. It's malleable. You lose some shit, and
trauma does a lot of shit to the brain that you don't even know.
Yeah,
you
but
will never be. Facts. You will never be consciously aware of it.
Reading books is huge. Reading books is huge for me. I realize
like Brian's suppressed memories.
Yeah, when I entered the company, I don't like to talk about it.
It's because your brain won't let you.
My butthole's never been tighter.
As far as you know.
Back
to the repressed memory thing.
I just want to black out right now. We're going to black out tonight. Dude, honestly, I thank you so much. You drove all the way from the shitty state of Illinois. It's pretty great.
No, I think we just stay on the mic and we do a whole bunch of cuts, but stay in.
Okay, can I terminate the show and then we'll keep riding?
Yeah.
I okay. take my headphones all off because right. they hurt my head.
Yeah, my ears are hurting. But before you take your headphones off.
I got little tiny delicate
yeah,
ears.
Yeah, you do. You have baby bitch ears. thank you so much for everything, dude. You drove all the way from Illinois to be here. I appreciate the fuck out of you. I want to be inside you. I love you so much. I would go to battle with no one other than you, and I always will. I love you so much. Everyone that's watching.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
He doesn't. this has been another thrilling episode of The Days Grim. My name is Brian Michael. Day. Thomas Grimm passed out, met Jesus tonight. My brother Corey is behind the fucking producing headset. And this has been Combat Infantry Vet fucking kill anyone around him.
Bearskin rug confessions.
Dude, this has been Meet Your Real Daddy, Jake New, everybody. Thank you so much for your time, sir. I greatly appreciate it.
Don't call me.
Or do. Whatever. I'd like to hear that phone conversation. Thank you guys so much. Bye.
Hey guys, if you liked what you heard today, there will be a new episode next Tuesday, as well as every Tuesday at 6 a.m. So hit that subscribe button and let your phone do all the work for you.